This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. U.S. President Joe Biden on Wednesday publicly warned Israel for the first time that the U.S. would stop supplying weapons if Israeli forces make a major invasion of the southern Gaza city of Rafah, where more than 1 million civilians have sought shelter from Israel's military campaign.
If they go into Rafah, I'm not supplying the weapons that have been used historically to deal with Rafah, to deal with the cities, to deal with that problem.
Biden's comments in an interview with CNN represent his strongest public language to date in his effort to deter an Israeli assault on Rafah. The Rafah border crossing with Egypt has been closed since Israel's military took control of the Palestinian side early Tuesday, blocking the entry of vital humanitarian aid. Israel said it reopened the Kerem Shalom crossing, the other main aid entry port, early Wednesday. However, the World Food Program says no aid has entered and there is no one to receive it on the Palestinian side. AP correspondent Joe Fetterman says aid groups are concerned about the security of the crossings.
Aid groups in the United Nations are warning of another humanitarian disaster if these crossings cannot be reopened quickly. Israel says much depends on the ceasefire talks. Its leaders say they're ready for a compromise, but if there's no deal, they are pledging to press ahead with this Rafah offensive.
That was AP correspondent Joe Fetterman. The United Nations says northern Gaza is already in a state of full-blown famine. Meanwhile, tens of thousands of displaced and exhausted Palestinians have packed up their tents and other belongings from Rafah, dragging families on a new exodus. Israel on Monday issued evacuation orders for eastern parts of the city before seizing the nearby Rafah crossing with Egypt. This is VOA News. Police used pepper spray to clear a pro-Palestinian tent encampment at a university in Washington, D.C. Wednesday. About 33 people were arrested at George Washington University. The charges included assault on a police officer and unlawful entry. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser said she and Police Chief Pamela Smith decided to clear the camp because of signs that the protest was becoming more volatile and less stable. But Hala Amir, the mother of a George Washington University student, told reporters Wednesday that the university's claims about diversity and free speech contrast their actions.
The GW administration strongly highlighted its support for diversity, free speech, and activism. But the administration's disgraceful response to this peaceful anti-genocide protest shows that those words were mere lip service.
The arrests were made just as city officials were set to appear before the House Committee on Oversight and Accountability to account for their handling of the two-week-old protest. The hearing was canceled after the crackdown. Tensions have ratcheted up in standoffs with protesters of the Israeli-Hamas war on campuses across the United States. In sports, the New York Knicks have taken a commanding lead in their best-of-seven National Basketball Association playoff series against the Indiana Pacers. Here's AP correspondent Tom Merriam.
On the 54th anniversary of Willis Reed's historic dramatic entry hobbling onto the Madison Square Garden floor, Jalen Brunson made his own dramatic return from injury at halftime and led the Knicks to a come-from-behind 130-121 victory in Game 2 against the Pacers. Brunson emerged to play the entire second half, scoring 24 points. He finished the game with 29 points. OG Anunoby kept the Knicks afloat with 28 points, but he left the game with a hamstring injury late in the third quarter and did not return. Indiana's Tyrese Halliburton led all scorers with 34. Tom Merriam, New York.
Denver Nuggets star Nikola Jokic has once again been named the NBA's most valuable player. That story from AP correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh.
It's his third time winning the award in the past four seasons, a feat that just six other players in NBA history have accomplished. Jokic averaged 26.4 points, 12.4 rebounds, and 9 assists. Others averaged more in each category, but Jokic was the only player to rank in the NBA's top 10 in points, rebounds, and assists per game this season. Oklahoma City's Shai Gilgeous-Alexander finished second, and Dallas's Luka Doncic was third. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
International Edition delivers insight into world news through eyewitnesses, correspondent reports, and analysis from experts and newsmakers. We also keep you in touch with social media, science, and entertainment trends. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.